Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
One of the shyest jockeys going around. I love having a chat with this bloke, Robbie Fradd. Morning, Robbie. How are you, mate?
Goes down well, and you?
I'm good. You're fighting fit. You're on E-Grain today in the Grafton Cup, and I reckon you would walk onto the track full of confidence.
I am. I'm very confident with her. I would have preferred it a little bit wetter, but obviously since Sunday, it's had a few days to dry out. Got down to a soft five, which is nice. There's a lot of give in it, so it'll be good for her.
This horse has been in terrific form, Robbie.
She has. I thought her last win was a good win because she was doing her better work at the end and she was actually running away from them. Look, she did have 54 on her back and it's a big jump up the weight now with 59. But I still think with a barrier draw, we'll get a nice run and it'll cost us nothing to be where we want to be.
Where would you like to be in the run, in the first half dozen?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Probably in the first five or six. It depends on the tempo. Obviously, if they go pretty hard, I'll probably just be a couple of lengths further back because of the big weight. I think should be a big runner today, Cozzy.
What do you reckon are your main changes? There's a few live chances in this cup.
Oh, definitely. Look, the horse should be last time. I think he's a very live chance. Benny McGillivray's horse.
Yep, a suppressor.
That have come up from the start, they're also danger. But look, I think she's proved herself against some good company. Especially those races at Eagle Farm, which are good races there against strong company as well.
It's going to be a terrific cup. It really is. And as I said, you're on one of the real live chances. Earlier in the day, you had a couple of other nice rides. In the second, you're on the Sing Song for Maddie Dunn. And that's got a good each-way chance for you.
I think an each-way chance would be nice for her. Only thing is she's got a bad barrier, not the best. I'm probably drawn near Coffs Harbour, I think, it's somewhere down there. Anyway, so we're going to try our best to position her in and hopefully she gets the line good. But, yeah, it's not going to be easy from that gate.
And Robbie, Cinco Star and the two-year-old, another Maddie Dunn horse, this one well at Lismore the other day.
He did. Actually won a nice race at Lismore first up. He's been gelded since. He had a few trials. I think he's a nice horse. I think he's an awesome game places. And I'm just hoping that, he brings his work to the racetrack. And if he does, he's a big runner for sure.
Well, you're on E-Grain in the Cup. Something that just caught my eye. Well, it didn't, Robbie. I spotted it yesterday. The Candyman beat you the other day on E-Grain. And you live down the road from the Candyman at the Gold Coast, a very shy bloke like yourself. How's life with the Candyman these days?
Candyman's loving it. I follow him on Instagram, so I get a lot of the pictures, which is probably the closest I'm going to get to any of his parties. So I said to the man, he lives a good life. What can you do? He lives a great life, the man.
If anyone wants to follow him, have a look at the Candyman. He is the party animal of the Gold Coast, isn't he?
Yes, definitely is. He's the young Hugh Hefner of Australia.
Have you ever gone up to borrow a cup of sugar or anything there, Robbie? Just see if you get ahead in the door there?
Oh, I've tried, but, they said to me, look, they can't find any sugar. Unfortunately, they don't like sugar or salt. So I said, any chance of getting some milk? And they said, I'll have to work on that one. But they'll let me know. Just come back in about an hour's time.
All right. Good on you, Robbie. Good to see you today, mate. Good luck in the cup. You're a bad man.
Lovely chatting to you.
Good on you, mate. Robbie Fradd, and one of the great characters of Australian racing.